You're listening to SBS News.
The number of Australians who are homeless is estimated to be 116,000. Homelessness Australia fears that figure will rise as people lose their jobs because of the economic downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The chair of Homelessness Australia, Jenny Smith, says people on lower incomes are already struggling to pay their rent in some cities. She says rental payments can equate to as much as 70% of a low-income salary. As people lose their jobs, Jenny Smith says there'll be additional pressures as more people are forced to apply for welfare payments, such as Newstart.
We'll be seeing more and more people come onto those. And the stimulus support payment of $750 will help some people with a rent for a week or two. But it definitely can't stretch past a fortnight. So I think we've got to recognise that so many people are going to be at risk of losing their homes, at risk of losing the roof over their head, if there isn't a compensatory payment based on the situation with rents in our country. The gap between income and rent in Australia is as big as anywhere in the Western world.
Despite the stimulus measures being announced by governments at federal and state level, the Federal Finance Minister Matthias Cormann offered this frank assessment.
We expect that businesses will close and people will lose their jobs, and we are currently working to provide the necessary support through what will be a difficult transition, that is the grim reality of it, but also to maximise the strength of the recovery, of the bounce back on the other side.
The trade union movement says some casual staff are already being laid off. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus is calling on employers to offer all employees 2 weeks of special paid leave to assist them during the pandemic.
We're hearing that a lot of companies are letting go casual workers, first of all. Where they've got that capacity, that's what they're doing. And so already we've got a hit on the economy with those people losing hours and not having any income, another reason why this is absolutely urgent. That's a big thing that we're hearing at the moment.
Jenny Smith from Homelessness Australia is calling for an increase in the Newstart allowance and for the government to invest in what she calls shovel-ready projects to build more social housing.
I've heard commentary that those types of projects can take too long, but I believe that's incorrect. And the activity that the construction sector would engage in the minute they knew that that was on and that there would be projects to be improved would assist the economy immediately.
Jenny Smith says the homeless are even more vulnerable during the pandemic when there's a need for some people to isolate themselves for extended periods.
You can't self-isolate if you're rough sleeping, and so that's why it's really important that our services receive additional assistance to be able to secure a housing outcome for somebody where they can go through that self-isolation period and have the support to get through it safely.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.